This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. It is 8:15 on your Monday morning with Rach and Dean.
And you're used to seeing them on your TV talking about TV on Gogglebox Australia. But this morning, brother and sister duo Tim and Leanne are joining us on Joy Brekkie. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us back.
Now, the crowd's going wild.
They are. They absolutely are. We say brother, sister, but we were just having a funny chat. A very funny chat before we got into this. Apparently, people get confused and think you're a couple.
Yes. We're in Southland, our local shopping centre, the other day, and this old lady, she was adorable. She comes up to us, says, "I love you and your partner. Like, you two make such a wonderful couple."
Oh. Did you then go, "Yes, he's fabulous"?
I mean, I call Leanne Mark all the time.
Yeah, it's no wonder people think I'm somehow your partner.
I also call you River, our
and
dog.
And Zen.
How?
Okay, I love that you got stopped by an old lady, but in fact you are the old lady because that's what old ladies do.
I've always been an 80-year-old man. Like, my memory's terrible, so bad. I don't know numbers, so I'm actually a very bad Asian because I'm so bad with numbers and dates. My partner manages everything.
Yeah, he still thinks he's 21. Every day it's like, oh, you know, my 21st birthday.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. Oh, bless. Like almost 3.
Well, it's because you just don't age, right?
No. This is the thing. This is the giveaway site. If you want to know how old an Asian person is, don't look at their face. Look at their chooky neck. Look at my neck. This is like the rings on a tree. You can see how old I am just by my neck.
This is hysterical.
Well, we're getting an education lesson here as well. Now, we are here to chat a bit about what it's like being represented on television as clearly a beautiful Asian couple.
So sorry. I don't know if your system can. Like, I went ultrasonic with my laugh. I'm probably clipping. I'm sorry. Sorry
You're
to
all
everyone
fine.
Listening.
You're all fine.
Now I've got control of the volume here, so I'm just going to put you up and down and up and down. Now, so reality TV shows, they can be a bit of a crazy ride depending on what you're watching. But with a show like Gogglebox Australia, it's a bit different. You're sitting back on the couch, having a little chat, so audience connect with you in a different way. Do you think it's part of the charm just being able to be yourselves?
Oh, definitely. I think that's why people connect so well with the show, because we are unapologetically ourselves and we sort of mirror the sentiments that people watching the show actually have as well. And it's really nice being able to watch it and go, oh, hey, I was thinking that just the other day, or oh my God, I was saying that about that show. It just makes it really fun to watch.
When you decided to put yourselves forward and put the application in to be on the show, what did you think it was going to be like?
We had no idea. We never watched Gogglebox before actually being on the show, and we actually don't watch the show now because we watched the very first episode we were on, and I actually thought to myself, oh my goodness, is that what I sound like?
Yeah, we sound so squeaky. I had no idea.
It's horrible. But it's such a cathartic experience because, like Leanne was saying, we live authentically ourselves and we are unapologetically our genuine self. We're not produced, we're not told what to say, and it's just, I think, being able to turn your TV on and hopefully see a reflection of yourself in us. I think that's one thing. Growing up in the noughties and the 90s, you know, there really wasn't any representation. The only person I saw on TV was when I used to turn on, air quotes, the Chinese or Asian channel, which was SBS, and I'd see Li Lin Chin. She was the very first Asian representation on Aussie TVs. And I kind of thought to myself, I can't be who I can't see.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I was younger, the kind of representation, it was always really stereotypical storylines or ideas as a guest character being brought in. Exactly. So it must be really nice to be able to be your authentic self and show that on Aussie TV.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, I mean, me personally, I am the last person I would have ever expected to see on TV. I mean, not just because I'm Asian, but also because I am such an introvert. And the fact that I actually get to be that and be accepted is, it's actually, it's a nice experience.
Is it difficult to like feel authentic and like just be yourselves when there's cameras around? Like how in your space are they really?
Well, I, for me, probably quite easy because I used to vlog a bit.
A bit.
Well.
I lived through the lens of my camera, so that's kind of how the casting producers actually found us in the first place, because they followed me on Insta, they followed me on YouTube. So for me, it wasn't that difficult. Leanne also would guest star on my channel every now and then, so she wasn't alien to a camera.
No.
But it was very different because it was something else of the ordinary. We travel and eat together and we critique food. Being Asian is part of our DNA.
Oh, yeah. Food is life.
Yes, and let's be honest now, we do like to judge people. So it was actually a perfect marriage for us to be on Gogglebox.
Well, see, this is why people think you're a couple.
You can't say it. You can't say it's a perfect marriage.
Oh, my God. You just digging us this hole.
We have gotten a message in saying, you know what, you should get... There's actually an Instagram page called Dating or Siblings, and maybe we should put a picture up and see what people think.
Okay, I'm going to follow that afterwards. And Leanne, we're going to move to Sandy Bay in Tasmania.
Oh, gosh. We also got another message saying it's always wonderful to run into Tim in the street on cruises or out with his puppy. You've obviously stereotyped yourself in those three scenarios as well.
Seriously, the Pride cruise was the most incredible and cathartic experience I've ever had in my life. I had so much fun. It was such a sense of community and family. I wish they had another Pride cruise.
Well, I'm sure another one will pop up somewhere. We love community, family, and being out loud and proud here on Joy. Don't go anywhere. Tim and Leanne are still going to be joining us for the rest of the show. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and it's 22 minutes past 8.
Joy.
That was Italo Disco by The Colours. You're on Joy Breakfast and it's 25 minutes past 8.
We have Tim and Leanne joining us from Gogglebox, Australia. No, they're not married. They're related. They're siblings.
Well, not yet.
Yeah. Wait, what?
No.
Oh, God. Oh, Tim, you just keep getting worse and worse.
It does.
I've only had one coffee so far.
Lucky it's only coffee. We've been talking a bit about like the representation on television. Now, you're not just Asian, you're Australian Asians. How do you think it's being portrayed in other like media forms, being an Australian Asian? Like, were you both born in Australia?
No.
I was.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, but Tim wasn't. Tim's born in Malaysia, but yeah.
Yeah, no, so for me, I never in my wildest dreams ever thought that I'd be on TV. Like, who would want to see this short, fat, uninteresting Asian kid on TV? So it was never actually part of my 10, 15-year plan. Yes, us Asians have a 10, 15-year plan. So I kind of just always thought, nah, just do what you're good at, and that was accounting and IT.
So you've done, I'm sorry to interrupt, you've done this a couple of times now where you've said, yes, it's an Asian thing, like blah, 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 you're not good at maths, so that makes you a bad Asian, or like not good at numbers. So with stereotyping like that, when you're saying it about yourself, do you think that's a reflection on what culture has said about what you're meant to be as an Asian, or do you actually genuinely feel those things deep in your loins?
Deep in loins for our family, because our mum always forced us to strive for the best results, and we had to focus on mathematics. She wanted us to be doctors
or lawyers
or an accountant.
Yeah.
So in a way, there is an element of truth to the stereotypes. And we've kind of grown up with that. And also growing up in the 80s and 90s, all my friends always thought, Tim, okay, you're going to be an accountant, because I was always the only Asian in our circle. And their expectations, and once again, it's that very narrow linear view on who I am. I'm more than an Asian, but in their eyes, I'm just this Asian friend of theirs, and All he's good at is mathematics.
So how much of a disappointment are you both then being television stars?
See, the funny thing is Tim actually paved the way for me to actually explore the arts and the creative fields because... once Mum went through with him, anything went. Like, anything was fine. I didn't do maths. I didn't do the sciences. I studied graphic design. Like,
well, it must be nice to be able to break down those barriers and show a different side of representation.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, because sure. We're more than just Asian. We're more than just LGBTQI+. There's so many weird and unusual facets about us that people don't know about, but, you know, that's what makes our fabric. That's what makes us hopefully relatively interesting.
Well, we're going to dive into what those are, specifically a fear of holes, as we continue with the show.
It's called trichophobia. It's a legit
what?
Thing.
Is it really?
Trichophobia. Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
Legit, yeah. Trust me. It's 28 minutes past 8. We will be back after the news headlines with Tim and Leanne.
It is 24 minutes to 9, and that was my nephews and nieces shouting us out here in the morning because we're getting a bit of family and siblingness on because we have Tim and Leanne joining us from Gogglebox. Now, there's an 11-year age difference between the two of you.
Yes.
And last week on the show, it was World Sibling Day, and Rach and I interviewed each other's siblings about what it was like when we came out. But with 11 years difference, was there kind of, Leanne, was there a coming out experience with Tim that you remember, or is this just the way Tim's always been?
Well, see, that's the thing. That to me was the way Tim's always been. I never knew any different. Like, to me, Tim was Tim and Mark was Mark and Tim's friends were Tim's friends and he was always just Tim. Like, to me, there was nothing out of the norm. Like, I didn't know what a norm was. I think that's part of the beauty of being that age and being young and there are no expectations and that whole thing in society hadn't got to me, I think.
Yeah. I think I lived that ideal family life in that I didn't actually have to come out to Leanne. Mm. Like, it was just who I was and who I am, and I didn't have to feel the urge to say, Leanne, I like boys, this is who I am. It was just...
Yeah, I would have just been like, okay, so I like boys. Yeah. We like the same type of boys.
Oh, do you really?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Sibling rivalry. We have the same type of boys.
Yeah, we'd go to bars and we'd both want the same waiter.
Oh, no.
Okay, this is really funny because that's the same as my friend and his mum. Like, they both like the same kind of men. So they're like, they have to make a pact that they never, like, because otherwise they're both perving on the same person.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I think perving on them's okay. It's if you just, you know, go any further than perving. Okay, so with that being said, what was it like for you coming out to your family as someone who was born overseas? You've talked about your Asian upbringing. What was it like for you?
Well, growing up, my parents and my grandparents kind of instilled in me, you're the firstborn son, and not just the firstborn son, but you're the firstborn of your generation. So I had this entire family expectation on me. So I create this painful narrative in my head saying, Tim, you have to marry a woman. You have to have children. You then have to support your parents and you have to do all this. And it's this entire world's weight on my shoulders. And I think it crushed me.
Yeah.
And so I originally planned to have something a little more... I suppose smooth in coming out to my mum, but it actually came out a little different. I came out to mum after she picked me up from ballroom dancing classes, as if that didn't give it away. But we were arguing, and I actually came out to her thinking that it would hurt her, that it would actually create pain in her heart. But the reality was she came back and said, Tim, I'm your mother. I've known since you were 9.
Aww.
You're gay.
Aww.
And she said, if you think this is going to hurt me, try again.
That's why I had another baby after I knew it since you were 9.
Exactly. Yeah. My mum is so sassy. Yeah. It's just like, that's where I get it from. And that's where Leanne gets it from. Leanne and mum are the same person. Yeah.
I love that.
Which makes it more crazy when you accidentally say we're married or go to the couple.
Well, you know what they say. Boys marry their mums, right?
So what does that say about your partner?
Actually, my partner is quite similar in personality to mum as
well.
There
you go. You like the sass. You like the sass.
Now, we have been doing something today on the show. We have been making our own little playlist because JoJo Siwa has turned around and said that with her new song she wants to create gay pop, a theme of music.
Isn't she 12?
Yeah, exactly. Well, not anymore. But
she's 17 now.
Yeah, but she didn't realise that that already exists. So we've been putting the call out for people to give us their suggestions for gay pop so we can make our own playlist. What would you both say is a song or two that you reckon fits in the gay pop realm?
Tainted Love.
Tainted Love 100% by Soft Cell.
I love it.
Brilliant. Adding that to the list. What about you, Leanne?
Ghost Town?
Oh, Ghost Town. Nice. This is good. We've also gotten a message in Heatwave by Martha and the Vandals from 1963. There used to be a movie version of Boy and the Band in 1970 where the cast did a version of the Madison at House Party and also 60s Queens Love Motown. So when it comes to what gay pop is and what music is, there's nothing that fits in a box. There's nothing stereotypical. So we're going to add those to the list. But everyone else, we're going to be doing this all week. So you can message in on 0427 569949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au. Tim and Leanne, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us back.
This was so much fun. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.